From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A group of Islamic State fighters evacuated the Syrian city of Raqqa under a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militia surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days from the remaining neighborhoods held by IS. A huge bomb exploded on a busy street in the Somalian capital of Mogadishu, killing at least 20 and destroying several buildings. Reuters' Conway Gittins reports.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
Wildfires in the U.S. state of California's famed wine country continue to spread after a week of the worst blazes the state has ever seen. The numbers killed by the fires has risen to at least 40. There are about 5,700 homes and businesses that have been destroyed by all of this. Also, about 100,000 people have been evacuated from their home. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelans are going to the polls today to cast ballots for governors in all 23 states. And a poll seen as a test for embattled President Nicolas Maduro. The political and economic turmoil in Venezuela pushed many citizens to the streets this year where they demonstrated against his government. More than 120 people died in protest-related clashes. Polls are open in Austria, where voters are casting ballots in a snap general election that analysts say could result in a resurgence by conservatives. Opinion polls favor Sebastian Kurz, the 31-year-old charismatic Conservative Party leader and current foreign minister who observers say has succeeded in reinventing the Conservative Party and galvanizing the Austrian right. That includes the far right following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. The campaign has been dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million people, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for far-right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Conservatives had suffered a blow in December of 2016 when Norbert Hofer was narrowly defeated in an election also dominated by the issue of immigration. Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States are set to resume four-way discussions, Monday in Oman in a renewed bid to seek a politically negotiated settlement to the Afghan war. The meeting of the so-called Quadrilateral Cooperation Group, or QCG, in the Gulf state is taking place after a gap of 16 months. Senior foreign ministry officials from the four nations will lead their respective delegations at the talks. Turkish authorities issuing detention warrants for 100 former police officers.
So far, authorities have detained 63 of those wanted, the state-run Anadolu news agency said. The detentions were part of a widening crackdown since last year's failed coup attempt. Anadolu says security forces were seeking the suspects in 19 provinces across the country. Since the abortive coup, more than 50,000 people have been jailed pending trial over alleged links to Fethullah Gulen, while 150,000 people have been sacked or suspended from jobs in the military, public, and private sectors. Rights groups and some of Turkey's Western allies have voiced concern about the crackdown, fearing the government is using the coup as a pretext to quash dissent. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.